Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Thursday morning. What a win. And I mean, what a spectacular win last night by the Philadelphia 76ers against the team, the Utah Jazz, with the best record in basketball. Sixers headed in the All-Star break, of course, number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Just awesome. Embiid, I mean, he's magnificent. He is amazing. He is a dream for Philadelphia sports. We'll talk about it. The Flyers and the Penguins back at it tonight. Of course, some Phils and Eagles, as always, and your phone calls at 215-592-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines, and let's get some major reaction going on what we saw last night and what it means moving forward. Spectacular. Joel Embiid and the 76ers again, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, bud.
Giraffes can actually last longer without drinking water than camels can.
Odd.
Giraffes. They can go 3 weeks without a drink of water. And when they do drink, they've been known to drink 12 gallons in one sitting. They're pretty amazing animals.
Yeah, I would say so. That's rather, I got to tell you.
But they're very vulnerable while they're drinking, with that long neck bending down.
Maybe, but I know this. If the Sixers had a giraffe in the middle last night instead of Joel Embiid, they lose that game. Joel Embiid is unbelievable. I mean, for those that missed it, I feel bad for you. I really do. For any Philadelphia sports fan that did not watch last night's game, I feel bad for you. Because there's no doubt in my mind, John, that was in the 4 years the 76ers have tried to win, right, instead of the 3 or 4 or 5 years they tried to lose, however many years it was. That was in the 4 years they've tried to win, that was one of the best wins by the Sixers in these last 4 years. That was an amazing, and listen, Tobias, who had been quiet for a good while, came alive. The overtime was amazing. Embiid, obviously, with the three to tie it. And you could tell, I mean, I was watching that game very closely to also, you know, look, we know the Sixers. We know them very well. But I wanted to really size up that Jazz team because, you know, it's a team with the best record in basketball, and I wanted to really get a sense of what level of a measuring stick game it is. They're impressive. I mean, I'm
really
watching that.
Really scary.
John, I'm watching that game, man, and it's not just, you know, Mitchell and Gobert, who obviously is primarily a defensive dude. Those other guys.
An entire team.
Yeah.
Every time we seemed to bring it back, you know, make it a game. It felt like it was about to be a blowout, and then we'd make a little run. But they always answer.
Always.
And it was always someone else, someone different than the last time.
Yeah.
They're balanced. They're good.
They know how to play. They play together as a team. And the Sixers,
they're the best team in the West for a reason.
And the Sixers won.
They're legit. We are legit too, though. How about it?
Oh.
You know, it feels good. Knowing that we're no longer just sort of like lost in the wilderness.
Yep.
Once upon a time, recently, with Brett Brown as our coach, it felt like end of games, the other team always felt calmer, felt like they had a plan, felt like they had guys who would ISO us and win. And then, you know, and then we thought, hey, Jimmy Butler, he can solve all our problems because now he can be our isolation win in those, you know, need a bucket moments. And then Jimmy Butler left.
Yep.
And it's like, oh man, now what do we do? But we have a plan. We have a team that's built around Joel Embiid, who is the best player in the NBA. No doubt about it. Think about that. We got the – it worked. We – like, this is a success. We got the guy. We – you know, in other sports, I feel so jealous of DK Metcalf. You know, I feel so – like, why does it always have to be the other teams that hit? We hit.
Yeah, they really
Joel
did.
Embiid is the best player in basketball.
Settle that down a little bit, John. I'm not, settle that down
come
a little
on.
Bit.
Oh, so you doubt that?
There's a guy named LeBron. I'm
okay,
just...
whatever. And guess what? We beat him, if you'll recall. Remember that? We beat the Lakers. We beat LeBron. And do you remember how we beat the Lakers? By a point, I think it was. But we beat them at the end of the game. Doc called a play that took advantage of a matchup. It got LeBron off of Tobias and put Tobias on that Caruso guy.
Okay, yep.
And Toby made the shot. Just like yesterday in the overtime.
He was getting buckets.
It was the scheme. It was the plays being run to perfection, and it was Tobias. We didn't need him. You know, like we didn't need him for a lot of the game. We were taking advantage of the matchups that we saw that were available to us. That's smart basketball. We got guys buying into what Doc's selling. And, man, we have the answers now. We have the answers to the tests. We have the best player in basketball right now in Joel Embiid. We have the best defensive player because it's not Rudy Gobert. Let's be honest. I was told Rudy Gobert was going to be the best defensive player in the NBA. That's a joke.
Well,
we saw last night.
Well, which is it? When you said best defensive player, is it Ben or Joel?
I gotta say I gotta try to help Ben out here.
I think it's
arguable.
I really do.
It's arguable. Joel, I think Joel's better than Rudy Gobert.
Sixers could have the two best defensive players.
Think about that.
They really might.
You got those two guys stacking it and defensively. And a scheme that works. And what about the fact that Daryl Morey is now here, and he's going to make the trades that need to happen to give this team what they need to win the whole shebang, to win a championship, Joe? Like, it sounded far-fetched. It sounded far-fetched when they beat the Lakers, and everyone's like, you know, you can win one game here and there. It seemed a little fluky. I'll tell you what, last night seemed a little bit fluky, too, when Joel had to hit that three-pointer to take it to overtime. But when you add up a bunch of unlikely events that don't seem possible, but they make them possible.
Well, it is.
Actually,
it's exciting. I mean, listen.
This team is that team,
look,
man.
Look, we want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Reaction to last night. The greatness of Embiid. I mean the real greatness of Embiid. I thought again. I mean, I've been saying this for a few weeks now, but I'm thinking more and more of Shaq and Robinson and Ewing and Olajuwon. I so wish we could have seen Joel play against those guys, because I know this, he'd hold his own. He'd hold his own. He really would. He doesn't have the career accomplishments of those guys. Obviously, he's only 26 years old, but he would hold his own against those guys. He is so far and away the best center in basketball.
Unstoppable.
I mean, he's the best center basketball's had since Shaq. There's no question. I mean, there's literally no question about that. He's the best center in basketball since Shaq. The game is not even suited really to him entirely, because the game's moved away from the big man. He's still scoring 30 points. You know, last night he's 40 and 10 again. He's got more 40 and 10s this year than the rest of the league combined. I mean, he's flat out, he's magnificent.
So what more do you need to see to understand that this is the year that they can win a championship?
This is
the year.
Do you think this is it, John?
I think, absolutely. I've seen stranger things happen.
I don't feel that yet. I mean, I'm excited.
Really, last night I was jumping for joy because it felt like we finally broke through. It is no longer fluky. It is like repeatable. This team has a plan, and this is the year that everything's sort of coming together. So, as Ben develops on his own schedule, of course, there may be a few of these years that are the year. But, yes, I think this is a year where this is the team that's the best in the NBA.
You know,
we have the best record in the East.
Yep.
We just beat the team with the best record in the West.
Yep.
If we can get to that finals – if we can get through the East, if we can beat the Nets, I think we can beat the Jazz in a seven-game series.
So
that means we would be the world champions of basketball,
yeah,
Joe.
I don't – okay, look, we'll see where everyone's at 215-592-9494 on that. You know, it's funny. John James and I, for those – everyone hearing us right now, we don't text that often during or after games. Just as a way, I think, for lack of a better explanation, just to kind of keep it fresh the next day when we're on the air. I really don't want to know what John's thinking or what James is thinking after a game or during a game. It's just not. I think it's best that we just do it natural on the air, and that's the way we've been rolling for 4 years. But it did. It was notable to me, John, and you obviously know this, James, you know this. John texted me after the game last night, and a couple different lines, but ended it with about the Sixers saying, "This is the year." And it grabbed my attention. I was like, wow. Now, I don't agree with that. I'm excited as all heck, John. But I don't think they're there yet. I know they're closer. I recognize that. I will say, I think last night showed, I think, the weakness, and I'll use that term, of Seth Curry and Danny Green as starters. I thought they both were really exposed, particularly Danny Green. I mean, Danny.
That can be fixed.
I don't know about that. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. I mean, he's 36. I got a lot of respect for that guy. But that you know, and I know he's been on the NBA champion as a starter the last 2 years, but now he's a year or two older from the – I mean
– I'm not saying he fixes it. I'm saying Daryl Morey fixes it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So, I look at those two guys and I say, come playoff time, is that really what I want as my starting shooting guard and small forward? Not really. Now, Embiid, amazing. Ben, improving. Tobias, improving. And Doc Rivers clearly has brought let's be real. Doc Rivers makes Brett Brown right now look ridiculous. He just does.
Yeah.
Brett Brown looks kind of silly given how great this team is playing this year comparative to last year. There's no question about that. But to me, the combination of Green and Curry, and also the combination, and this is really the main reason, the combination of the Brooklyn Nets in the East and the Los Angeles Lakers in the West makes it hard for me at this time to say, as much as I want to agree with it, no, I can't agree with this being the year. I hope, but I don't see that yet. Look, we'll see where everyone stands.
You're afraid. They beat the Lakers. They're good enough to beat the Nets, and they will have even more firepower when we're talking about this. We're halfway through the year.
Yep.
They will continue to evolve and improve, and Daryl Morey will add.
Well, it's really exciting. I mean, it really, really is exciting. We'll take your reaction to all of it at 215-592-9494. And Embiid, I mean, he's just flat out remarkable. I mean, he is beyond belief. It's incredible how incredible he's become. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, is this actually the year for the 76ers? Reaction to last night and the greatness in the Embiid, in addition to all the other stuff, Flyers in Pittsburgh tonight, the Phils, and, of course, the Eagles getting closer to free agency. We'll talk about it all on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.